Wir haben da Kuchhof Gimmel am Edbei. Wir haben ein Memre auf Rav Nachman am Rabbe Barabue der Zepschat in der Mischne in Kelim Talis she Hischil Bo Lekoiro Kiven she Nikra Rubo Shuv Einoi Chibo that when one tears Reva Vitalis, so Vitalis becomes Toyer. So Rav Nachman and Rabbi Barabu said that in normal cases, the one should be afraid maybe it was not torn properly. Maybe Reva Vitalis was not torn. Person has a negiyah to salvage as much as the talus as possible in order that be able to fix it up. So mamela, normally one cannot rely on the kriya of roiv of the talus. He has to tear the whole talus. But this mishnah that is soimach and the kriya of Reva of the Talis is speaking about a unique case that he already tabled the Talis. The Talis is at Tvul Yoyim. So we see from this person, by him, Tare has a priority over the Shivas of the Talis because normally the Tvile damages the Talis. Since we see by him Tara has a priority over the Shlemus of the Talis, so we can trust him that he made a proper kriya that the Reiv of the Talis is torn. But by a stam person, without his Hechoches, we cannot be Soimach on Reiv, and we need Kulay. So, we're around six lines from the top. Toshema hamavshit bebehema, we hear in our Mishnah, hamavshit bebehema ubechaye, bitmeyo ubetoiro, bidako vegasa lishatiach, kidei achize. So we hear in the Mishnah, if a person is mavshit lishatiach, he makes a slit from the tzavor to the zonov. Then he starts pulling on both sides of the slit. So the din is kedei achize. That is considered a yad of the behemah. And so therefore it is machnis and moitzi es atume. And more than kedei achize, is not machnis moitzi the tume. So then one is toil. I mean, so there are two cases, either if the person who is touching the oil, yesa michdei achizem, so if he's a tome, he won't be metame the bosa, and if he's a toil, will not become tome if the behemoth was an avela. Vayesa michtei achize toil. That's the diak from the Mishnah. Davke the tume will go through the negia of the oil only if it's kedei achize. More than kedei achize is not tume. Like the Gemara, amai ligzel. Duma layosi lemeved elo kedei achize, vikonoga betume, vikom taharina lay. So the Gemara asks the kasha, if we are afraid that for certain negiyas a person could not make the proper shir, that's what you're telling me when it comes to the tare of the beged, the talus, so we're afraid he will not be kereya roiv of the talus. So here, we should be afraid. Perhaps he wasn't mafshit more than kedei achize. The achize is metame. More than kedei achize, the chelik that's more than kedei achize is toil. Maybe he only made the shir of kedei achize. So here, the Gemara's kash is very difficult to understand. The whole cheshbon before was that he doesn't want to ruin his talis, so he has a big negiyah not to, the less he can damage the talis, the better it is. So he might come and convince himself that the roiv of the talis was torn, and it's really not torn. Here, this person wants to be mafshit the behemoth, so we're afraid maybe he wasn't mafshit more than the shir kedei achize. I mean, why should I say such a thing? He wants to be mafshit the behemoth, he wants to be mafshit the whole behemoth. So why should I think that he has an agiyah only to make kedei achize and not more than kedei achize? He has an intent to be mafshit the behemoth. So let us just see Tosfos. Dume loyosi lemevet kedei achize. So tateima lari. The mai porich. What's the kash? Oloi chayis alo. He is not chayis not to be mafshit. The loy chayis alo. The mafshit behemoth. He wants the whole thing to be mufshit. So he is. The more you mafshit, the more the merrier. So Mamela, so why should I be afraid? It was only mafshit kedei achiz. So Taisus answers Yeshleim with the hoche chayis shaloi lahafshit harbe. He doesn't want to be mafshit harbe. Shaosu noyach letaltel ulahafshit. So the Lashon of Tosfos is very unclear. I'd like to say over the Lashon of the Tosfos HaRosh, and Memes and the Maram on this Tosfos more or less says the same thing, but Tachim the Tosfos HaRosh is a little clearer. The Tosfos HaRosh says, the Bechilas HaHefshet, Hu Metzamtzem Shalayavshet Harbei, we're speaking about that he split the oil and he's starting to pull it to both sides. Now before he went down the whole slit, so he's careful and it's worthwhile for him only to go kedei achize. Because if he only was mafshit a little bit, was noyach v'toyv lecheis boy, so then the little that he was mafshit, he can grab the behemoth, ula hamshit, and he can continue being mafshit. That means if he's in the process, it seems first they went down the whole slit on both sides to make kedei achize, and then they went further. They didn't go to be mafshit a little bit, that he didn't go all the way further. That's very batlonish. So first they made the kedei achize from both sides of the slit, and then they started pulling further. Now, when they're in the process of making the kedei achize of the whole slit, meiroishay vadraglo, it's very inconvenient for them to make more than the kedei achize. The svakel, they used this kedei achize. They want to be mafshit more. So they're metalto the behemoth with this kedei achize. And it'll be easier for them, if there's only a kedei achize, lechais boyo lahafshit, to hold on to this kedei achize and to continue being mafshit ashir of kedei achize the whole length of the split. So there's a negiyah. Al kaponim, those who skin behemoths have this negiyah. So memela, that was pshat the Gemara's kasha. So if you are afraid that because of a negiya, a person will miscalculate the proper measurements. So in our Mishnah, we also have a similar case. Maybe he'll only make kedei achize v'konoga betume v'komatarin alei. So that's the Gemara's kasha. It seems this is a very good kasha. So the Gemara answers, it's a good kasha, a very good kasha. So Gemara says, we make an akimta. I betume d'yeraise, if the Mishnah is speaking about a tume d'yeraise, that means, the Mishnah is speaking about that kedei achize is machnis amoitzi tume, yes mechdei achize is not machnis amoitzi, and you're asking Akasha this yes mechdei achize, maybe it really is kedei achize, we can't be sure. So the Gemara says, you're 100% right. If we'd be speaking about a tume de araise, we would not rely that this is taka yes mechdei achize. Because there's an agiyah not to make yes mechdei achize. And we wouldn't rely, let's say, if he's Tomei, and we're saying if a Tomei touched the Yesem Echdei Achize, the Basel doesn't become Tomei, if this person would be Tomei Mina Teire, we would not rely that this is Yesem Echdei Achize. But this Tomei that we were afraid is going to be Metamba the Basel, is a Tomei the Rabbana. So the whole thing already is a Tomei the Rabbana. By a tume de rabbono, you don't make such a big asik over it. What holding is a tume de rabbono, maybe it's not really yes and dechiz. So the whole thing is a tume de rabbono. A tume de rabbono, we can't be mekel. Now, let us see Rashi. Zut Rashi, betume da rabona. Shohoya ha-mavshit tomei tume da rabona. That means this mavshit that wants to go, that's holding it, yeser, mechdei achize, is only tomei tume da rabona. So Rashi says, what does that mean? Kegoin hanoch the yutches dovo, Haboroishei v'rubay b'mayim shuvim. There's Yudchas Dova that they made a Tumah d'Rabbonim. Haboroishei v'rubay b'mayim shuvim. They made him a Sheini L'Tumah. Now, a Sheini L'Tumah, that's the Tumah d'Rabbonim. He's a Sheini L'Tumah. Now, a Sheini L'Tumah, we have to realize, is not Metama Chulam. It's only Metama Trumah in Kotcher. So now, so we're talking about he's a Sheini Darabonon, and so on the Tumah Darabonon, we can rely that it's Yes Mechdei Achize. And sure, what is he going to be Metama over here? We're not talking about Tumah over here. So Rashi says, Ubehem Ezu Kotshimi. We're talking about the Mishnah is speaking about a Behema of Kotshim. So the Mishnah is speaking about this in the Kimpen, the Mishnah is speaking about a Tumah d'Rabbanan, that he's Metame Kodesh, and that Beheime is Kochim Take, and if Utake be Kedei Achize, it would be Metame d'Rabbanan, but since it's nirik yes mechdei achize and it's only a tumah d'rabbanan we are making. Now let us just mention one ha'ora which will have to be mentioned again also. So the Mishnah we now found out the Mishnah speaking about a behemoth kotshim a tumah d'rabbanan. So we start learning the Mishnah about finster and doig hamavshit bebehemo ubechaya. A chaya, you're talking about a chaya also. A chaya, there's no kotchim by a chaya. Okay, this kasha is asked. This is a kasha. But let's go further. the Gemara says, Tinach Tomei B'Toiro. The Mishnah says that Kedei Achize is Machnes and Moisi. Machnes means if he's a Tomei and the Bosa is Toiro, so be Metama the Bosa. Moisi, if the Bosa is a Nevela, so it will be Metama him. Now, the Sefer is talking about that it's a Nevela. So if it's a Nevela, and it's Metamehim, here we're talking about a Tumah D'oraisa already. We're talking about a Nevela to be Metamehim. So, Metamah person, a Nevela. So here we're talking about a D'oraisa already. So we're back to the old Kasha. How could we rely that it's more than Kedei Achize? That's the Gemara's Kasha. Tinach Tomei B'Tahoira. Toir B'Tmeya, if he's a Toir, and the Behemoth is a Tmeya, Tume D'Oraisa, it's a Tume D'Oraisa. So how could you rely that it's yes, a Mechdei Achize? So the Mos says, B'Treife, it's not speaking about a Nevela, it's speaking about a Treife. So, he shechted a Treife. So the more is a treife bas temuyehi, so a treife is metame, a treife is a metame. So the more says, en kidabua de shmul, doma abua de shmul, treifo sheshochto metame bemukdosh. Now, let us see Rashi. Tinach tomei betoiro, he's a tomei, and the behemoth is a toiro, about toiro, but if he's a toiro, betmeya, tume daraisu. Thomas Nissen, the Mishnah is speaking about bein betmeya, bein betoiro ktoni. It says ktoni, betono, toiro leinyin, betano toiro leinyin, ach nosas tume. If the behemoth was toiro, so, and he's a tome, so the achiz, the kedei achizah will be machnes tome. Le kablo min hamafshit, that'll be mekabel tome from the mafshit, if the mafshit, if mafshit is tome. V'tome tmeye, and then it says also, if the behemoth is a tmeye, linyinai tzois tome. That kedei achizah will be moitzi tome from, we moitzi tome from the nevela. Shetetame he as a mafshit, bimetame the mafshit, as shetetame as a mafshit horishoin anegeya bechtei achize. So the Mishnah says, the mafshit horishoin that was negeya bechtei achize, so if it's a tmeye, or bimetame him, or letayer as a sheni a mafshit bechtei achize beila. There'll be metah, and the Mishnah is metah, that's the dik. Davke bechtei achize, the nevela will be metame. But if we have a second mafshit, and he's toyer, and the behem is a nevela, so since it's yeser, bechtei achize, so it won't be metame. Leinoga bebosa. Bohochelikze, so my mother, but now we just came to a conclusion. That when it's speaking about a tumah d'oraisa, we cannot rely that it's yes, a mechdei achizim, the kol behemot tmeya and the veili. We're talking about a behemot tmeya. Feloshochto, betumosa d'oraisa. So why is he toil? Tmeya betoil, so he's toil. So the Gemara says, betreifa, hai tmeya de masnisin, Lav behemot meya. We're not speaking about a behemot meya. Elo behemot tohoiro treifo bishochto. We're speaking about a behemot tohoiro. There was a treifo bishochto. Vehi mitam osoi. And this behemot will be mitame the mamshit. In the geya bo kidemaforish boz. So the Gemara asked, Shem Yishamayim, if he shechted, we're talking about a treife that's geshocht and there's no tumis nevelas. What said it's metam? Metame b'mugdoshim. Kloimar im shel mukdoshim hi. Now, we just want to explain that we're learning a sugya that is saying a moiridik echidish, and there's a machlokes, tremendous machlokes of Rishonim. The Poshet Pshat that Atreife is Metame Mukdoshim, the Poshet Pshat is like this, that really Min HaTorah Yishecht Atreife, there's no Tumis Nevela. Midarabonon, there's a Tumas Nevela b'mukdoshim, and Rashi says in an ode that it means that if Rashi in Behema Makashe, Rashi says that means that midarabonon, if a treifo shenishchito will touch mukdoshim, so the Kodesh will become Tomei. So what does that mean? So that means that even though it's really not a Nevela, Midarabonon, it's a Nevela legabe to be Metame Kodesh. No, that we can understand. There's a Chaymer in Kodesh that there are certain things that even though it's not a Nevela, but the Treifesh and Ishchato has a tumme legabe mukdoshim uba metame kodesh. But our Gemara, we can't learn like this. Our Gemara, we're speaking about that the nevela is metame a person. It says if the behem is a tmei and he's a toyer, so it's metame a person. So Rashi says, pshat in our Gemara, mukdoshim. So Rashi says, Amoyre de Kezach, we have to really appreciate this. So Rashi says, if the head of Behema Shel Mukdoshim, a Behema of Hegdish, which was a Treife, and you shechted it, so now that Behema has Tumas Nevela. Fine. Has Tumas Nevela. And therefore, that Behema will be Metama person. So, Adheichen Advorim Magiyim, it's Amoyre de Kechidish. If we learn Pshat that a treife of chulin shenishchato v'mekame kodesh, no, that's a chaimer that kodesh is mekabel tume from a treife shenishchato. That's a chaimer in kodesh. But our Gemara says amuim de kechidish the way Rashi learns Pshat, and l'chayre that's how you have to learn Pshat, that it's speaking about that the behema was kodesh. And b'mukdoshim atreifa shenishchato, the behema gets a din nevela, and now this nevela is a metama nodom. But the tamenshke is in the, because the behema is kodesh. But verkehrt, they gave a behema is mukdoshim treifa shenishchato, they gave it a din nevela, and now it's metama odom. This is what it says in our Gemara. Tamar de kechidish. Rashi in Behema Makashi says the other pshat, so others want to say that Rashi holds both pshotim, that b'mukdoshim means that if it's a Behema schoon, it'll be metame kodesh, and if it's a Behema kodesh, so it gets a shame nevela, and it'll be metame afilu anodo. This is pshat l'gemore, so according to Rashi, but let's appreciate the sugya. So the Gemara says the whole Mishnah is speaking about a behemah shel kodesh, and we're speaking about tumas darabonah. The Reish is speaking about that if the mafshit was tomei tume darabonon boroshe verube v'mayim shumim, he'll be metame the behemoth kodesh. That's called the kedei achize. He'll be metame the behemoth kodesh. This is a tume darabonon. And the Sefer speaking about also by a behemoth mukdoshim, and it was a treife, and it was geshochten, so it's a nevela darabonon, and this nevela will be metame the person. So the whole Mishnah is speaking about behemoth mukdoshim. Again, in the Sefer, we also have this problem, we're talking about mukdoshim, so how does chaya come in? That's a good kasha, that's a chaynim esk. But, that's a problem, but al kaponim, that's pshat, according to Rashi, pshat in the Gemara. Toshima, now we're going further. Rab Distoi ben Yehuda Mishum Rab Shimon Oima, Amavshit Bishrotzem Chibo, Ad Sheyavshit Eskuloi. The person, we had the halacha that by Hevshit, so we heard that Kedei Achize is a Chibbo. More than Kedei Achize is not a Chibbo. That's Tavke by animals. Amavshit Bishrotzen Chibbo Atche Yavshit Eskulo. How much you'll be Mavshit, it's called a Yad to the Sheretz. And Atche Yavshit Eskulo. Right? That's Adin in Shrot. What does Rashi say? Don't have a Rashi over here. We do have a Rashi. Shrotzim ain't noichin lahavshit. It's not easy to be mafshit them. So that means that the oyer is very strongly attached to the shrotzim. Kuloi chibo vafilu yoiser michdei achize. Hanoigeya b'mufshetome. Sapilo t'morek de'achiz, it's called achibo. Midinokat shrotzim, dafke by shrotzim it says, yoiser michdei achize is tome, because it's achibo. Taimo mishum dekoshim lahavshit. Avol gomo, but we have something that is similar to a sheretz, that means it's metame min ha-toire, but it's not a sheretz, the oir is not so strongly attached, aval gom aloi, v'af al pi she'tumosei diraisehi, shir afshote b'chtei achize, v'loi gazrine, mishum pocheis b'chtei achize. Now we're back where we started from. That means the whole sugya is going with a cheshbon, that when a person is mafshit kedei achize and he's in the process of making both sides kedei achize, he has a negiyah not to be mafshit more than that. And we had a problem, so why yes, if kedei achize is toyim, maybe we can't rely on his hashore, what is yesem echdei achize. So you told me, we're talking about a tumah, the rabbonah, the rabbonah, the one mach. So the Gemara says, but let's learn, but there's a baraisa that's speaking about a tumah, the raisa, mafshit shrotzim. Shrotzim is a tumah, the raisa, shmein shrotzim. So memele, so there it says that, tzachibo, achi yafshit, that's kuloi, fine. So there it's a din chibo, but it would seem by shrotzim, since it's a strong chibo, it's a chibo at shiyafsh in the school life. Of a hobby gomol, a behemoth meye, it's only a chibo kedei achize, more than kedei achize, it's not a chibo, and he's toil by yasem kedei achize. And here we're talking about a tumah d'oraisa. So now we have a kasha. So the Gemara says, Leitema, don't be medayik of the gomol einoi chibo. Elo eimo v'oir sh'al ha-tzavor einoi chibo. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. let us see what Rashi says. Leitai maho begomul b'yois mechdechi ze eina chibom. Because it's not true. Yois mechdechi ze will also be tummy by a gomul because we're chayish. Maybe he did not, it's kedechi. Alahach di yuke di takinam. We have a diik. Shrotzim it's a chibom and gomul is not a chibom. The mute gomul. That is true. Who the daikino? We're speaking about the oir of the tzava of a gom. Bahochikom. Shrotzim who the ache yavshit eskuloi. Shrotzim is a chibo ache yavshit eskuloi. That means whatever is attached to the sheret is a chibo. Avogomo. Shetavshit ada tzavo. If you'll be mavshit a gomel till the tzavo, ain't a chibo. Ube mavshit lechemes. Now we're talking about that we are being mavshit from the raglayim up. Ube mavshit lechemes. Ube margul koi. Ule oilam lishotiach apayos meteachize tome. Now we are speaking about that we are mafshit agomol miraglov. We are mafshit agomol miraglov adroishoi. And when you come to the tzavol, then it's ein echibo. Rabbi Yochan ben Nuri, the omer b'masnisen ein echibo. Rabbi Yochan ben Nuri said in our Mishnah that the oir of the tzavor is not a chibom. Here you have no kasha whatsoever. Maybe he won't make till the tzavor. That means that everyone knows. Till the tzavor, we're saying till the tzavor is tomei. Because he can't, till the tzavor is tummy. Now, from the tzavor and further, so that you can tell black and white that this is the tzavor already. The keira tuvi, because here you won't go yourself. Avol bein palge l'rube l'imucho chambilse, b'chein b'enke d'echize, l'pochis m'deechize, this, they weren't mekel. That means, we're talking about the Eir of the Tzavo, which is Amokim Mesuyim, and there everyone recognizes this is the Tzavo, so there, and this is Takanad Achibo, according to Rabbi Yochan and Ben Nuri, so Mamele here, it's Taketoy. Now, we're going back to the Mishnah. We had a Mishnah, a Kereya, a person, Talis Shehitchobo Lekoiro, Kivin Shenikha Rubo Shuv Eine Chibo Utoiro. So we had a Mishnah of a person tears Rav of the Talis. So that's Metair the Talis, Shviroso Zuhi Taroso, and the Mele, the Talis is Toiro. Omar Rav Huna Mishum Rav Shimon Rav Yosi Loi Shonu Elo Shloishia Bo Kedei Mapoiris. A Mapoiris is a student. That means that what is left over, you tore Rav of the palace. What is left over, you have Gimel Al Gimel Atzbois. That could very well be the way Rashi said before, Nomad Aleph. But we do not have a Shir Suda. That means you tore Rav of the Talis, and what is left over, you cannot make a Sudar out of it. Avol Shia Bo Kedei Mapoiris. But if what is left over in the Talis is still usable as a Sudar, Chibo, so then, since we left over so much of the talus, so we consider that the whole talus is still mechuba, and it's still tamei. Amar dikazach. If you left over Ashira v'suder, so memele it's tamen. Now let us see Rashi, zukt Rashi, ma poiris suder. It says in the posik, v'yishapes ba'efer, t'chsiv gabe Micha. Micha was a novi, and he covered his face to disguise himself. B'tageminen b'shtani b'mapeirosa. So we see Eifer is a Suda, and that's mapeirosa. That's a Suda. Shia bahu miyut shloi nikra kedei mapeires choshevu li eschibo, since so much is left over, so we consider that the talus is still mechuber, it's still toyer, and the tumah doesn't go off. This is a memre of Rav Huna Mishum Rav Shimon Bar Rabbi Yosi. Now, Omar Reish Lakish, now Reish Lakish said a shtik teira. Reish Lakish said, by talus we have guidelines. By a talus, the guidelines are, if rave of the talus was torn, the talus is toyer, unless it's left over a shira vasuda. But if it's less than a shira vasuda, the talus is toyer. Reish Lakish says, lo yishono elo talus. This is dafke a talus, that when you tear a grave of the talus, it becomes toyer. If there's less than a shira mapayris. Avol oyer cholim. But if you have a piece of leather that was tamei, and you went and you tore roiv of the leather, and there's less than a shir mapoires, it's still tamei, because oil is something that is strong, and as long as there's some connection in the oil, so it will be sewn up again, and so it's not called that the previous keli was shvirasi zu tarosa. It's not nishba, it's still usable. Oyer calls man, there's still any chibo to the oyer, you can sew it up, and it's as good as new. Let's see what Rashi says. If he was not Meshayer, so it's called it split. Elatalis, the Kivin Shenikra, since it was torn already, Botul Shmo. The Filu Chayza Vitaifra, Filu, he'll start sewing together the Mokim of the Kra. It's Einei Chayzeres Lekad Musa. It's not the same talus already, so it's toil. Avol oyer shenitmo v'sotkoi, and he split the oyer. V'shiya mikzas, and a mikzas of the oyer is still around. That means it's still attached. Cholim chazaku ayidei oisai mikzas. This mikzas that is holding it together, so the whole oyer is strong. If you'll sew it back again, that means that what is holding it together by oil is capable, that since it's attached to the oil that was not cut, so it's still usable. The previous shimish is still, you can still use it for the previous shimish. Ilkach loy botal shmoy may olov. So mamela, then the shem is not bottled. That's what Reish Lakish said. Reish Lakish came with a new yesod, which will be the next sugya, that something that's strong, he says, oyer is strong. So mamela, if there's any sort of a chibur, the kriya will not be metired, because it can rejuvenate if it's still the old keli, you can repair it. Rabbi Yochanan Omar afilu oyer nami leicholam. Rabbi Yochanan wishes to disagree. No, if roiv of the oyer was split, So it's considered keilu, it's the keili is bottle. You sew it together. It's not the same keili. It's already, it's bottle tashmisha. It's not the same. And the mele. So Yisraelik and Reish Lakish. Now we have a machlokes Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. If we say oir is cholim, eis ve Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan is takash in Reish Lakish. Oir tomei medres, chishev olov l'ritzuis v'sandolim. There was an oir that was tomei medres, so it was aimed to sit on. So it's tomei medres. Chishev olov l'ritzuis v'sandolim. He decided he's not going to use it anymore to sit on. He won't use it anymore as a mat. He's going to use this for ritzuis, for shoelaces, for sandolim. His kivin shenosad boy ismo toir divi Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said he starts cutting it a little bit. That shows he's really interested in that it shouldn't be oimed anymore for medres. So memele, it's toir. Okay, that's shitas Rabbi Yehuda. V'chachomim oimrim ad sheyamitenu mechamisha tfochim. The Chachomim say, if he has to cut it in such an oifen, that in the oir it is less than chomesh al chomesh. Now, the sheer kabbalah stume by oir, that we had by begodim, there's two shiurim. By tumes medres, the shir is gimel atzbois al gimel atzbois. Tumes mage, I'm sorry, gimel tvochim al gimel tvochim. By tumes magets, gimel atzbois al gimel atzbois. That's by a beged. By oil, the shir kabbalas tume, bein linye medres, bein linye mage is 5 tvochim by 5 tvochim. That means if you have an oil, that's 5 tvochim by 5 tvochim, this oil is mekabel to mismaget to mismedr. It's less than 5 tvochim by 5 tvochim, so it's not mekabel to anymore. That's the shear of kabbalas to mispayer. Now, v'chachomim oimrim ad sheyamitenu mechamisha tvochim. That so the Gemara understood. The Gemara understood as follows. It's speaking about, you have an oil, and I'm going to go and cut the oil, let's say, and split it in half. And if there's less than a shear of 5 tvochim, there's less a shear of 5 tvochim by 5 tvochim, so it's toil. So I made it ois oil. So Rav Yochanan is takash and Reish Lakish, kimamitlei, even though he made it less than 5 tvochim by 5 tvochim, mechamisha, mi yetoyer, then it's toyer. Amai leima cholim. Let us say that since it's still attached, you tell me oyer is a strong material. What did you tell me? You told me there's a difference between an oir and a talus. By a talus, you told me if you tore roiv of the talus, so even though it's still mechuber, but the talus already is ruined already. The talus, the tois talus, so memela the talus becomes toir, even though it's attached. By it's still attached on the bottom, but that the talus already is not usable anymore. So Reish Lakish said by an oyer, but the oyer is not like that. By an oyer, if it's attached and an oyer is a strong material, so if there's some sort of attachment, you can patch it up again, you'll sew it back together again, and the oyer never became toyer. Now here, it says over here that if you make it less, then there's less than five tvachim, out five tvachim in the yoyer, it's good, so it's toyer. Good, but it's still, you can still rejuvenate it again, you can sew it back together again. You tell me, oil that is attached, you're capable of making it as good as new. You're going to sew it together again, and it's as good as new. So what is pshat? What is pshat in this memra of the Chachamim? Mishenosam by Izmul, shehischil levatloi, he started cutting letiyaloi, vafa pishadayim yesh the Godel Hamisha al Hamisha, the still this Bayesh, the Godel Hamisha al Hamisha, Tvachim Shin Shila Medra Serke, the Marina Besuke, a baggage loisha al Shloisha, Sak Daladal Dalad, Hair Hey al Hey. But as long as he started cutting it, Rabbi Shmuel holds that, Rabbi Huda holds that it's toy. And the Chachamim hold, Ache Yamitano, she make it less than chomesh al chomesh. Now here Rashi has a kasha. When we learned on Omed Aleph, Rashi said if you have a talis, even though after you cut it, it's gimel al gimel atzpois, but the talis became bottle. Here it says that you have, by the oil, you have to be memayetit less than chomesh al chomesh. That means even though I cut roiv of the yoyer, but there has to be less than chomish or chomish. So this kasha Rashi has, this is a stira to what Rashi said before. So Rashi is going to explain this. Achi yamitan bleitomi letalis, the hosom koidem kriye, here Rashi explains the lomdus beautifully. Before you tore the talis, hoyo shmo talis, it was called a talis. Vaimedes lihiskasois, and that was the usage of the talis. You covered yourself with it. Ubekriyoso, if you tear raiv of the talis, a fellow still left gimel or gimel's poise. Aber botul shmo, but the shame is bottled before it was eretumis medris alts. Als talis, it's not a talis anymore. Hilkach. Af al gav de shirayim b'nei kibulei tume. Even though that which is left over could be mekabel tume, taru mi tume rishayne, because it is not what it was when it was mekabel tume. It could still be mekabel tume smedos, it could still be mekabel tume smaga, but it is not what it was before when it was first mekabel tume, there the tumas medras was vayidei itof betalis. Now it's not that, so the tumah leaves. Avol hoche kol sho shem oir olov. Here it didn't have a different name before. It was on oir and now it's on oir. Hilkach ad shi yivatlenu mikeshiyam. It still has. It didn't change. It's before was on oir. That's mekabel tumas medras, and now it's on oil that's mekabel tumas medras. Fine. So, but the Gemara is medayik of a ki miyotoy, miyotoy. But if he was memayit and he made it less than chomish al chomish, it's toy. Va'af al pi shaloi sot kai kuloi. He didn't split it completely. Ela ba'achad me'rosho. But it's still attached. So the Gemara asks, according to Rish Lakish, you say that oir is cholim, so I feel it would split, but since they are attached, it can be sewn back together. So Rish Lakish says, it's not speaking about the kotzori leila hedye, soitkei lo olkoi oile rochboi. That is not the case. That would be the case, so you're 100% right, you can sew it back together. Sorry, Loshen Stark, my Tzirai, the Chiti Bipsochem, my Tilai, Harifa, the Mitzri, Zikim, Sechas, Abedizor. Here it's speaking about Derech, Sevi Voisov. He cut it around the perimeter, the Sulei Cholim Shapit. Somehow, when you cut it in that oifen, it cannot be repaired easily, and so therefore, it's Torah. That was the Teretz of Rish Lakish. Let us go further. Mosiv Rabbi Yirmiya. Rabbi Yirmiya is Takashe and Rish Lakish. Hamavshit bebehemo ubechayo betahiro ubetmeyo bedake ubegase lishatiyach. Kedei achize. The shir is kedei achize. Ho yesa mechedei achize. But if you cut it more than kedei achize, toil. So it's toil. That's what we had in the Mishnah. So we have here a chelik of the oil. Let it just be Elif. Let's understand Pshat in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, if you're cutting more than Kedei Achize, so that poor is not a Chibo. So Shalom HaYisrael, some Amele, it's not Metame and Mekabel Tome, yes, Mekdei Achize. But the Gemara asks, but we're speaking about oil. Ho yesa Mekdei Achize toil. V'amai leimo cholim. Let us say, oyer is cholim. So we have to understand what's pshat in the kash. So the Taisus HaRosh explains the Gemara's kash as follows. Ki heiche da omrinen la'el. According to Rish Lakish, we said before, afilo heicha de nikra rubai. Roiv of the oil was torn. In too much was not left. It's attached. Afilohochi, choshiv hanikra ki'iluhu sholei. That what is torn, we consider like it's not torn. Kiven the cholim umechuber lesholei. What did Rish Lakish say? Yeah, here it's torn, but on the bottom, it's attached. So since it's a strong material, so filu the chelik that is torn is not considered torn. Umechuba l'shalim. Ochinami yeser michdei achize choshuv ka'oisoi hasomuch lebosso. Given the samach loy umachubuloy. That means the Gemara's kasha was as follows. Rish Lakish said, you had an oyer, you cut the roiv of the oyer. Roiv of the oyer. So Rish Lakish says, nothing happened to the oyer. Why did nothing happen to the oyer? Because since the oyer is still attached, so memele, so we say the oyer is ganz, because it's still attached, so we say, because of the chibur, we considered the oyer is like in the status quo before it was torn. The oyer has the qualifications of the chelik hamechubo. That's what we said. If it's attached, if it's not attached, it's not attached. But if it's still attached, so the oyer hakarua has the milus of the chelik hasholik. So the Gemara is asking such a kasha. So the Gemara is asking such a kasha. When you're mavshit the oil from a behemoth. So yes, mechdei achize. You say, yes, mechdei achize. It's not a yad, nothing. It's not moitzi machnes tuma. But this yes, mechdei achize is attached to the oil that is mechubah to the basso. And you said by oil, you said by oyer, if it is attached to a davar sholem, it has the milus of the davar sholem. So since this oyer is attached to the oyer hamechubah labasa, should have the same dinim. And just like the hamechubah labasa is machnes amaytzi tume, so memela this oyer should also have the same milus. That's the Gemara's kasha. And for the Gemara, Leim ocholim, tirgema rab ovin, rishain, rishain, oisen nipul. Zot rashi, cholim,
mechubah v'aymet ulabasa. It's mechubit to the oyer that's mechubit to the basa. And by oyer you say it gets the maila of the shalim that it's attached to. So the Gemara says, rishain rishain, ha-mufshit oyse nipple. When you're mafshit it, it's oyse nipple. Have a kenifrish lagamli. Vein soifoi lachzer lebosa oyt. Just like to say over the lotion of the Tosfos HaRosh, and then try to explain it. So the Gemara says, Rishen, Rishen, Oysen, Nippo, Vaveke, Moshe, Pirish, Legamri, Kivin, Dein, Soifoi, Lachzer, Lebosa, Vloi, Domi, Loer, Domrin, and Dacholim, Vesoifoi, Letoifoi, Hilkach, Choshev, Kemachuba. So the Rosh says, that's from the Gemara's Teres. If you're talking about an oil that was cut, so, but it's not cut completely, it's still attached, so it has a potential to be used b'shleima. Since it's attached, you'll sew together the cut chaylik, and it'll be just like new. It won't, so it didn't lose its maila. Masha'in came over here, the maila of the oir ha-mechuba l'basar is, because it's mechuba l'basar, it's a shema. So that's that. The oir that was separated from the basar will never get attached to the basar again. So the chibur to the oir ha-mechuba l'basar cannot in any way make that the oir ha-nifshat should also have din of mechuba l'basar, and that is why it is not meitzi or machnes tumah.